Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a little real or fake coming up here in just a bit. I got a shout out to a listener here on YouTube, R-E-Y. Damn, that auction company works fast. Got my ball in the mail today. Congratulations. We appreciate you for helping us help the Houston Food Bank and everybody who went with this. Boy, it was a real charge late, too. So we absolutely appreciate everybody involved. Help raise over 72,000, raise enough money to give over 72,000 meals with the Houston Food Bank. And that was year two. Year three, we are hoping to take it up a notch. So we appreciate you. Congratulations on your auction item. And thanks to everybody who helped be a part of that. So it was a good time.
Big time run, man. Big time by you boys for putting that thing together, man. And definitely got, I mean, damn near $50,000. I thought it was over 50 grand, but damn near $50,000 total in 2 years. And with the
It's over 50. Yeah, over 50,000.
I didn't know if my math was right, but I heard you say it earlier, and I was like, "Well, damn, I don't want to question." But man, over 50 grand in 2 years, and with the capacity, the ability, the desire to grow that thing, man, that's you guys deserve. You got a big shout out, man. The list, Ron and Reg, and the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it is Tuesday. We do this each and every Tuesday. A little. Real or fake? I say a statement. You could text in and participate and let me know if it's real or fake. Tyler, let's start with you. Real or fake? The Astros need to add a significant starting pitcher to get to the playoffs before the deadline. Real or fake?
Oh, I will say that is absolutely real. Nothing fake about that at all. You cannot be depending on Lance McCullers Jr. coming back. You cannot be depending on Christian Javier coming back. If they come back and they're great, that's a bonus. That's awesome. But right now, you have the Diesel Hunter Brown and Big Pete Lambert, basically. Mm. I mean, at this moment, with Arrighetti kind of falling off.
He had a better last start.
That's true.
He had a better last start.
That's true. Sorry, Spence. But no, I'm just saying very real. If they want to make any kind of noise in October, they got to trade for an arm, and a starting arm to be specific.
Significant right there. Real or fake? The Astros, Clint, need to add a significant starting pitcher to get themselves to the playoffs.
I'm going to say fake because of the way you ended the question. To get to the playoffs. I think the American League is bad enough this year to where they can piece this thing together with whether it's Christian Javier or Lance McCullers or Wisniewski or Ronel O'Neill Blanco, yeah. Whoever, a combination of all of them, I'm sure. I think they can piece this thing together and at the very least get into that wild card, winning wild card spots. Yeah, I think it's fake. Unfortunately, I think you changed the ending of that sentence to make it even be a threat. I think they have to add a significant starting pitcher, but to get in. No, I think the American League is going to let that happen. These bats are, as long as you got Yordan in the middle of that thing, I think you can swing your way to a wild card spot.
I'm gonna agree with Tyler and say real, and I think it's what he said there late is, and you've been on this too, Clint. Like it's almost the weight of, like, how long is Peter going to be able to do this? Mm. Is Peter going to be able to do this? Because right now. You know, I would have said fake because Spencer had been pitching at such a high level. And I felt like he had gotten starting to get to a point of, I can depend on that guy. That's a top three of the rotation type of guy. Him, Hunter, maybe Pete, you know, maybe Javier can jump in. But now, like, I think this team... It's concerning who their second best starter is. and I'm even thinking to reach the playoffs, it's concerning if Spencer Arrighetti is still going to struggle. So I'm going to say real that's got to be a priority for Dana and company to add a significant, like a Kikuchi, like they did a couple years ago. That's a significant. He became a top, towards the top of the rotation guy. I feel like they need to make another move like that. All right, Clint, real or fake? Caleb Williams will be viewed as a top five quarterback at the end of this season.
Like Caleb Williams, love the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams fit. Maybe one of my favorite OC play caller quarterback combos in the league in terms of just fun to watch, but I can't give him top five. Top five in the entire NFL.
You don't think he'll jump? You don't think he'll make the jump?
I think he'll flirt with it. I think he'll be in the conversation, but I think when it comes down to it, you have to put the NFC and the AFC together. I think it's going to be hard to crack that top five. I mean, again, you got the likes of Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, obviously. I think Joe Burrow, if he can stay healthy. I do think that Buddy in Washington, if he can stay healthy, I think he has a year that's going to be hard to ignore because of his ability to run the football and throw the football. Haven't even mentioned Dak. Haven't mentioned Matthew Stafford, last year's MVP. I mean, I think you start rattling off those guys. I think it's going to be hard to crack that top five. But I do think he's in the conversation and he'll be flirting with it for sure. But no, I think fake. I can't give him top five.
Yeah, you'd have to say to yourself, who is in that top five?
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the three you named, Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar
Stafford.
I think those three are definitely there until you see something different. I think the Joe Burrow injury, I think, opens the door for a spot. The amount, like, they have not been to the playoffs in a while. Although when he plays, though, they're really good. He's really good. So maybe there's an opening there. Stafford,
Dak,
the age there, Dak. Drake May was second in the MVP last year, but although I think Caleb's better than him in my eyes. I think there's an opportunity.
From a system perspective, right? I mean, he's got a huge advantage over a lot of these guys. I mean, he's even got an advantage over, like, Josh Allen. You know, Josh Allen, I mean, look, I love Joe Brady. I think he's a really good offensive mind, but I think he's going to do.
Herbert there.
I think he's going to do. Yeah, good call. I think he's going to do what's smart, right? I think he's going to. Talking about Josh Allen and Joe Brady in Buffalo, I think they're going to be boring and run the football a lot. And so I think just by their approach, I think it's gonna leave the door wide open for Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. You know they're gonna be sexy. You know they're gonna be exotic.
God, he's got to be better year two. You would think in that system,
yeah,
like learning that,
yeah. And I'm gonna tell you, Ben Johnson is not. He doesn't shy away from. Hey man, I'm finna build this thing around Caleb like you ain't never seen it. I mean, he doesn't shy away from you know changing his ways to fit his quarterback one bit. So I really like him.
Tyler, real or fake? Joey Chestnut, who just won his 18th. Hot dog eating contest title with 66 hot dogs eaten. You still impressed by him every year, real or fake?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, that's real. I mean, he not only wins it year in and year out, he does it by a pretty wide margin most of the time, I want to say. 18 of the last 20 years, that big old mouth gullet. Yeah, it impresses me. All them wieners.
I'm going to tell you, boy.
I think it's just one of the dumbest things that we've done.
Guzzling glizzies.
It absolutely disgusts me. And it's not even the fact that he's shoving wieners in his mouth. It's just hot dogs. Just shoveling as many hot dogs as you can down your – and that's and the bun, the wet bun, the whole thing is just
– I know 4th of July is his time, and – It's like slid itself into like the sports kind of realm of things. I think it is the dumbest thing that we talk about. I don't want to say the dumbest. Top five. like that it gets included in the sports. Like, it's just so, it's like
he's the MJ of eating wieners.
He is. But I'm just like
the Gretzky. I
feel like that should be a Food Network bit.
The Tiger Woods of Glizzy Goblin.
He's all of it. He is. He's great.
Tyler's rolling.
It just doesn't do anything. It has never done anything for me.
The Pele of sausage swallowing.
If I did not work in this business, I would not. That's a good one, the last one. If I did not stall and see if you come with some more, but if I did not work in this business, I would never know what he's done. I would not check up on it. When I see that Nathan stuff, move right past it every time.
It damn sure gets attention.
He's Adele Earnhardt and Richard Petty.
You don't have it.
I don't have another one.
Damn it. You had the king.
I didn't have more wiener analogies.
Yeah, you didn't have. Yeah.
Wonder if he prefers his wieners boiled or like grilled or what.
Coming up. Team USA lost last night and got their asses just absolutely crushed. And I'm curious from our audience and my two guys that I think, hell, I think we all fit into the casual soccer fan boat. I mean, I feel like Clint's even less casual than the rest of us, but.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.